What's Tshuva Gemura? A person who is find himself in the same circumstance as he was when he did the Aveira, and he's not over that, and he's not Nirshal. So this Rambam is based on the Gemara, Pei Vav Amud Beis. The context of the Gemara is discussing the values, the high value of tshuva. G'dayla tshuva shadayches leisa shevetorah. Amr v'yeinesan g'dayla tshuva shemekareves es ha-ge'ula. Amr shlokish g'dayla tshuva shizdaynes nasas lai kish gogois. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Odom Oyver, Vera Beseisim, Espais, Vimendu, Bedvorim, Elo Shemachz, Vil Mastik Loi Tova, Lo Oy Shemalo Kosov, Ki Ilo Hikriv Porim, Amar Meir, Gedor Lo Tshuva, Shebishvul Yochid, Shenach, Shes Tshuva, Meichel, Kol Olam Kuloi, Hei Chidomi, Baal Tshuva. Right? So the context of discussing the great value of tshuva. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Kigoyim, Shebos liyodoi, Aveira Parm Rishayinu Shniya V'nitzal Heimeno. What is tshuva that a person is in this, the Aveira comes to the person again. Shebos liyodoi dvar Aveira Parm Rishayinu Shniya V'nitzal Heimeno. And he is not nichshal. Michve Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rabbi Yehuda pointed out, Be'oi Sa'isha. It's not Stam, a similar Aveira. In other words, he was nichshal with a certain woman, and that certain woman is available again. Be'oi Sa'perek. Not Stam that he was nichshal with a woman when they were vacationing in the Riviera, and now he meets her in Nordstrom. No, Ba'isa Perek, it has to be in a similar situation. Ba'isa Mokim, in the same place. Same context, same place. That's called tshuva. Right? So the what happens, how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Heichi Dami Baal tshuva? Rambam says, "Umahi yatshuva, sheyazev achoyti chetu v'yisuvi machshavto v'igmer belibo shel yaso od shenema yazev v'shadarko v'chet yisnochem al she'avar v'yorolom yodei etaluma shel yoshev lazachet lo'olam v'tzorch l'sfaris v'svasa v'loy v'nyonis elu shegomar beliboy." So the Rambam says, the mitzvah of tshuva is, we know, Aziva Sachet, Nechoma, and Lo Yachsel Aver Zul Olam. We discussed last week, according to Ramban, that's Mitzvah Tshuva. Rambam may say, Vido is part of the Mitzvah Tshuva. But does that mean that if a person never comes across this similar situation, they're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Tshuva? The Rishonim say, what happens if the woman dies? So, Nistan mi menu tshuva. No, so what would you say?
The difference between the mitzvah of tshuva and them being the madriga of a follow-up tshuva.
So, in other words, you're saying the mitzvah of tshuva itself can be accomplished without being tested. And tshuva gemura. So the only question that we'd have to that would fit in with the Rambam. It's a little bit strange. The Rambam puts the higher madrega first and then discusses the basic. But the sugya, go ahead, Phil.
Could it be that it's not two madregas, but it's just that in halacha beis, so the Rambam gives a way that a person can do tshuva. This is how you do tshuva. But then halacha aleph is FYI, if you're curious as to what a real meaning, how do we know that you've really accomplished teshuva that's really, really genuine, is Lu Yitzur, you were in the situation where it's Osa Medina.
So that's the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Simon or Ois Mem Tez, says that the Pshat in the Gemara, he's responding to the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that this is how you know that a person is on tshuva. Gedar la tshuva shedeches leisase is not a high level tshuva. It's stam tshuva. Gedar la tshuva shemakerev zegula, stam tshuva. Gedar la tshuva shedeches leisase chuyos, which Shlokish doesn't seem to say that it's a special kind of tshuva. So eich idomi bal tshuva. So the Rebbeinu Yoina says along the lines of what Phil was saying, and this way, and the Meiris is a similar word. The Meiris says it's a shear in how one is mitzar, how upset one is. Right. So again, so the simple reading of the Gemara is that when Rabbi Yehuda says kegoyin shebos yoni aveira, that's not a necessary step in tshuva. The tshuva is complete without that. But that is something along the lines of what the Rambam said, not quite, v'yod olav yedeya talumos. That the Rebbeinu Shem himself is going to be meyid that this person will never do the chait again. Some say that's a very, very concerning Rambam. Yedeya Talumis means he knows the future. So does that mean that if a person is nichshal 10 years later, then his tshuva wasn't a good tshuva 10 years ago? So, and Ian and the Rambam, Sosemma says no. But Sosemma says Yedeya Talumis means he knows the depth of a person's heart. Not that he knows what's going to be in the future. But he knows in the depth of a person's heart that that person feels so strongly and is so remorseful about Sher Husham in his tshuva at that point. Then right now, it's not a partial, it's not maybe. It's not, I'll go through the motions, it's Yom Kippur. No, it means it's genuine. Yedeil Talumis, because Baruch Hu knows the heart of each person is genuine. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says, couldn't mean that my tshuva is forever contingent. And it couldn't mean that if a person does tshuva in Tov Shin Ayin Tes, and then Rachmana Litzlon, in Tov Shin Pei Tes, he's nichshal. That means his tshuva wasn't a good tshuva. No, it means that in Tov Shin Ayin Tes, when he does his tshuva, so Lu Yitzuyer, like Phil said, Lu Yitzuyer, he would be tested. He would be successful. Lashon the Meiri is that that's how it's a shear in being mitzar. So Rabbeinu Yoina goes on to write his new. So what are you going to do if a person is not tested? What are you going to do? You're going to be machnas yourself to a situation. What's going to be if the If the person was nichshal when he was on vacation in some place, he has to take a trip down, has to tell his wife he has to go back on vacation. It's part of his not going to Uman, he's going to, going to New Orleans, right? Has to make sure he goes in the time of the they have
Mardi Gras.
Right, Mardi Gras. Then he has to do tshuva, he has to be machas atzmai. Otherwise, so Rabbeinu Yoina says no. Yeah, Rabbeinu Yoina says no. It means that he has to be moisif b'yirashamayim. Ad kereikach, the Lu Yitzuyer would be back in the Mardi Gras New Orleans. Lu Yitzuyer would not be nichshal again. He has to be moisif, he has to bring himself up to that madrega. So again, so what were we saying? Simple reading the Gemara. That when the Gemara says, Hei chidami val tshuva, It means that he would not be nichshol again. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ve'oy se'ishu b'tzvek b'zemakayim." And Rabbi Yehuda says that that means not that he should be machnas himself, but he himself knows that he's done tshuva if Rebbe Shem brought it about that he would be he'd be nivchan again. However, if it doesn't work out that way, he's not going to be machnes atzmoi, and he's or it's impossible for him to be machnes atzmoi, and maybe to be machnes atzmoi he has to do five other reveres before he's machnes atzmoi. So then, moise b'yirushamayim. It means that he has to get himself to the madrega, his lashon b'iri, his level of tsar, his level of busha. He has to. That's part of working on himself. When the Rambam writes, yasiru b'machshavtei, v'yigmor b'liboy, shelo yaseh yavoy. So that means he has to do introspection, so that he understands himself, he understands how he was nechshol, and he's made the tikkun in terms of his own inner workings. All right, kacham shem. Fine, we're going
to
say.
I just want to clarify. I think I get it now. It's sort of just the Gemara is saying, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's sort of like a litmus test. Like,
yeah.
If you were in this situation,
correct,
or it's sort of like it's a siman. It's not the. It's a siman of tshuva.
Yeah.
Okay.
A siman, a shir. Yeah. Question now is that how the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara? Eizu Yitshuva Gemara. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Harei Zeh Shebo Liyodei Dovar Sheovar Boi Ve'efshar Biyodei La'asoy Soy. That's how he learned Pshat Boisei Perek. Right? The person was Nichshal and an Iser when he was 25 years old, and now he's 75 years old, so it could be he couldn't do the Aver anymore. Right? So, the Efsha b'yodei la'asoyisay, right? And it's possible. Or, for other reasons, could be that he was nechsho when he was a rich man, a lot of money, and now he's not a rich man anymore. Or it could be he was nechshal when he was alone, and now he brought some of the family around him. But it has to be ve'evsher b'yodei la'asoyisay u'pireish v'loy osa mipnei atshuva. Ram says he didn't do it because he did tshuva already. Loy miyira, not because he. I assume it means not because he's afraid of an einish. Not sure. Loy mikishlin koyach, not because he doesn't have the koyach. Ketzan. And he still loves her. And he still has koiches. And he still has koiches. But let's say he only did tshuva when he was much older. And it's impossible for him to do what he did. Like Beryl said, it's not the good, not your top tier tshuva. It does help. And he is a bal tshuva. Even the Gemara said, what's called a bal tshuva. It is a bal tshuva. Afilu omar kol yoma ve'osa teshuva v'yoy misosai. Umacha tshuvosai. Umacha teshuvosai. Kol avay... Umeis v'tshuvosai, sorry. Umeis v'tshuvosai. Nimcholin, kol avaynoisav nimcholin. Shenemar Anasher Leitech Shachashemesh V'or V'yirveh V'keichavim V'shavu Ovim Acharageshem Shriyim and Misa V'chlal Shem Zohar Bar V'shav Kedim Sheyomas Nislach. Alright, so the Rambam says, if you over kol yomim v'yosa tshuva, he can still do tshuva. Even if he could not do the same aveira, and he's the bal tshuva, and the tshuva's mi'eles, and he gets the kapora. But the top tier tshuva is shebo liyodai dover she'over boy. Right. So apparently, the Rambam learned a different shot in this in Rav Yehuda. Heichi domi bal tshuva. Let me just add another question. According to Rambam, is it clear that the Rambam disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda? Let's first answer that question. Yeah. Rabbi, you go ahead.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Rabbi Yehuda learns that, because first of all, the Rambam says there's two different types of tshuva. There's the greater part, and then there's the lower level where he doesn't go back.
Yeah.
The Rambam, whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that level, Rabbi Yehuda, that is what tshuva is.
Correct, and? According to Rabbi Yoina, if he never gets tested, but he knows he's on the Madrega, right? Would the Rambam agree with that? In other words, the Rambam's Tshuva Ma'ula, if it's never tested, is it Tshuva Ma'ula? The Shabbol the Yodai Dove Sha'omar Boy, the Efshim Yodai La Soise. V'imloi shom elevi ziknusai. Ubei sheyevsha. Then it's still tshuva. Eisei tshuva gemur. Zeh shem bo li yodei dove sha'ovar bo. Efsha be yodei la'saisi. Upirish v'li osa mipnei atshuva. Ketzer, Harvei Shavu Al Isha Baveira. So, is there any room in the Rambam to say that it's shayach to do tshuva gemura without being tested? Tshuva, yeah. Tshuva and kapora, yeah.
Is tshuva meula the same thing as tshuva gemura?
L'chayra.
You have tshuva gemura, it's just not a tshuva gemura meula.
No, l'chayra is what it means. It isn't your top tier, it's not the best. But if he isn't really tested, Rabbi Yonah said, it's a shear, right? The way if he said it, the real issue is the depth of remorse, the depth of regret. I may only become aware of the depth of regret when I'm tested again, right? They feel said lo yitzur, but lechayra, even without being tested, I can have tshuva ma'ula, tshuva gemura. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda is correct. Lechayra, the pashas asugya is we're talking about tshuva, not there are two levels of tshuva. Gedol tshuva, ezi val tshuva. So Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be tested. According to Rambam, look, it sounds like stam tshuva needn't be tested, but tshuva gemura, tshuva meul has to be tested, and if it's not tested, then it's not tshuva gemura. So if that's the case, then the Rambam, and this is what Beryl said initially, that according to Rambam, there are two different levels of tshuva. You're right? the way the Ran says it, there's tshuva which achieves selich and kapora, and then there is the Ran says it, the tshuva that changes, the tshuva that this sugya, like Rish Lakish's tshuva, that it changes shkogis to the denit to shkogis, that is that's the tshuva of all, the tshuva, that's the Ran in his drashas says, in the Chodesh Pratan Rambam, Gedoyla tshuva shemekarevs is a gula. Gedolah tshuva shiz doynis nasis like his chuyas. Gedolah tshuva shemarveches shenoysem shalonim. So then, heichi domi bal tshuva means this kind of tshuva. Sometimes, every so often I mention from Nachman Menov Shadiat Pshuta, sometimes he says that the Rambam will tell you his makor by how he organizes the halachas. So I didn't look it up in this particular case, but it could be that this would be an example of that, where the Rambam first says tshuva ma'ula, and then says ketan mitzvahs tshuva, even though the logical way would be to first put the basic mitzvah, and then to put the top tier mitzvah. But it's possible the Rambam wanted to indicate to you how he knew that this is that this is referring to a higher level of tshuva. So the Rambam says, well, we know what tshuva is. Tshuva is done by yidei machshava and avira. Tshuva is not something that can only be done by being retested. So I know what tshuva is. So when Rav Yehuda says he could not mean regular tshuva. He must mean the a tshuva meula. And therefore the next step I don't think the Rambam takes. The Ran says that all of the preceding Gemara is a talk about tshuva meula. The Rish Lakish is a tshuva meula. I think Rambam says no, that even regular tshuva is changes the dynasty to. Now, that could also be the pshat in Michvei Rav Yehuda. In other words, the point going shavos liyodid vayvera pam rishayno shniya v'nit salhei meno. That makes the point. When Rav Yehuda says no, ba'ois he points out ba'ois eisha ba'ois eperek ba'ois eimokin. So the Rambam understood. Then that is to indicate, but I'm not talking about regular tshuva. Regular tshuva does not require to be in the situation and not to be nechshav. Now, there's a fascinating rashi.
Wait, so everything's around, like the brachos that were said before about a tshuva that's
Rabbi Yonah says it, but it's some of them Rambam may agree with.
Meaning like the tshuva, like mechaber the whole world, like that's
tshuva
more, that's regular
tshuva. I don't know. I don't know.
But the Ran suggests?
The Ran seems to say that that even Rish Lakish's tshuva, that's referring to a tshuva. Right? The way the Ran says it is that we discussed last week that there are two ways to look at tshuva. We pointed out that that from Rashi it sounds like tshuva is an opportunity, a chesed. And Ramban holds a mitzvah. In other words, that without the mitzvah of tshuva, without this week's parsha, last week's parsha, so a person does the chait, he stops doing the chait, that's what he's supposed to do. Person doesn't do mitzvah, he does the mitzvah. What does the mitzvah of tshuva add? Person was nechshal in Tishrei. The person was nechshal in, right, let's say, in Tishrei. No. So, the Yisur still will come with the bottom, so he can't be nechshal again. He was mevatel in mitzvah in Tishrei. No. So Cheshvan Kislev does the mitzvah. because Baruch Hu said so. What is the mitzvah of tshuva adding? That a person has to stop and say, I'm toye al rishonis. So Rashi understands that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me the opportunity to get kapara. A korban gets kapara. That's a chesed, right? That's, in other words, there's no other legal system where you can mess up and then retract messing up. Another legal system when there is this legal system where you have to make good if you robbed somebody, you have to pay back, but you don't get. You know, there are situations where they will you're allowed, they will clear your record, so to speak, after many years, right? But there's no legal system which says I can now undo what I did. I can make good, I can repair. So the idea of tshuva is a process by which the Kadosh Baruch Hu removes the fact that I did a chet. And the Ramban says, no, it's an extra mitzvah. It is an opportunity, that's true, but it's an opportunity I'm mechuyev to avail myself of. I have to do a mitzvah. The result of that mitzvah is going to be that I'll get kapara. But I'm mechuyev to the mitzvah. So we pointed out in Rambam, it's many svarim argue as to what is a Rambam sheet. But when the Ran says both are correct, that stam tshuva achieves kapara. Tshuva ma'ula achieves that my shkogos become like the mizdonis, become like shkogos, and my shkogos become like mitzvahs, like zchuyos. There is both are correct. There is a tshuva which is a chesed that Baruch extends to us. And then there's a tshuva meula, maybe what we call the mitzvah tshuva. But both are correct. And the Ran says that's what this Gemara is referring to. Stam tshuva is a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying you have an opportunity to clear your name. Then there's a tshuva meula, which is mekarev as a geula, and which changes dainis tish mechula tish gogais. So that is the tshuva gemur, the tshuva ma'ula. Look at the Rashi. Shibba devar aver el yodai shid nechshabal kvar. Mech ve Rav Yehuda ba'oysa shah asher ba'oysa imokai. Ba'oysa isha ba'oysa imokai. Shah omar shom ha'avera ba'oysa perak. Bitoich shedoyme mikol v'kol lizman shenichshal boi kvar yitzroi mizgaber olav v'oymer loy re'ei pelonis v'oysei mokim v'oysei pereku kum asei ma shosiso kvar. Interesting Rashi. Usually we think Rashi is the Pashtun. Look at Rashi says it. What's pshat in Rav Yehuda v'oysei mokim v'oysei perek? Because then the Yetzer Hara is there moving you on. Saying you've been here before. You've done this before. So kum asei mashasisa kevar. The much, according to Rashi, what Rav Yehuda is saying is that there's a much greater likelihood that a person will be nichshal even in the same situation, because the Yetzer Hara is goading him on.
Doesn't that mean you need to be in an even higher level than you were before?
Yeah.
Meaning it's not just that same scenario. It's an even, like if you're just like Mechabe, whatever, what he edits, is that like, you need to be greater than you were, even if you would pass the test. Because
yes.
Especially because the Gemara says if you do it there once, and then second time switch already.
Yeah.
So this is much, much higher level even.
Well, he's saying that Yeah. He's saying that the Yetzer Hara is emboldened by the fact that this is my catching in my weakest spot. right? You can, people might describe it as it's, that a person is, can be, it's like, to some extent, like post-traumatic, a post-trauma situation. He gets that spot, and he's, and he remembers how he was nichshal. He gets depressed. He sees his weaknesses. It's the Yetzer Hara will take advantage of that. It's very polonus, voice mock, voice peric. No, so in other words, getting him down. If he gets to the same place, so in our minds, we think he's a Baal Tshuva, he's pumped up for it, he's ready, he's all psyched up to be misgaber. Actually, that's not the way human beings work. Sometimes they work that way. But sometimes they get into the same spot they were before, and then they only see themselves in the poorest light. So Rashi says that that's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Is it about Tshuva Gemura? Is a person who is emboldened by his Tshuva. A person who's, and that's Elachara, that's the Lashon of Ezev Baal Tshuva. When does Tshuva become more than a mitzvah, more than a chesed? When does Tshuva become a way that I define myself? So if I get back into this situation and I don't define myself as a Baal Tshuva, I'm the guy. I'm that guy who was there. Right? So maybe if I see the tshuva apart from myself, is this one other thing that I did? So then Rashi's pointing out, so when I get into the same spot, the same rut, I'm not going to have the koyach to separate myself. Because I'm going to see myself as the person who did a chayit, and then the person who did tshuva. He did a chayit. Several chaton, he did a lot of mitzvahs. He's a guy who gave tzedakah. He's a guy who learned. He's a guy who davened, and he's a guy who did tshuva. And he's a guy who did. So if tshuva is just one other mitzvah, no. So then the Yetzer Hara has a way to land on it. But if a person is in this situation, and here the Yetzer Hara is trying to drag him down. Because he's boisei perik, boisei matzav, and the Yetzer Hara is reminding him that he's not a person of great quality, and he says, "No, I'm a Baal Tshuva." It's a Baal Tshuva. I'm defined as Tshuva, as a person of Tshuva, and so the Tshuva gives him a new. He said, "I'm not the same guy. I'm not the guy who was nichshol. I'm not just the guy who was nichshol. Fine, I have another mitzvah called tshuva. He's a Baal tshuva. Now look at the Rambam. Eizi tshuva gemura. Says shebo liyonei dover she'over bo. Ef shebiyod al asaisi upirish liyosa mipnei atshuva. What's that? Mipnei atshuva. So without the Rashi, you'd say mipnei tshuva means I'm not doing it because I'm remorseful, because I'm... Now, I had the same Yetzer Hara to do it. If I wouldn't have done tshuva, I would be nichshol. That's what Rambam is saying. If I wouldn't have done tshuva, so I had that same Yetzer Hara, the same drive, same concerns, so I would be nichshol. So what's the trap of Pnei Tshuva? I guess what Nei Tshuva we would interpret to mean, I don't want to be nichshal. I don't want to undermine my tshuva. I don't want to disappoint the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once you see the Rashi, the Nei Tshuva means I'm not going to be nichshal because I'm not going to. Because I'm not the person who's going to be nechshel. I'm not nechshel because of Yir Kishlon Koyach. I don't have the, then Taka, if I have the Koyach, I would be nechshel. I would have the Yir And that's why L'Chaira, the Rambam is saying, that's Pshat and Tshuva Gemura, where the Tshuva has changed the person. Where the Tshuva gives the person Kerech he didn't have before. In other words, he's saying, again, the Pashtus, it's hard to understand what the Rambam's pointing out of here. Zachor, in other words, the Rambam, is Rambam saying that you're supposed to bathe and get tested again? So Zachor is Perecho, Bimei Bach Resecho. It could be. That's correct, John. But it's possible, what the Rambam is saying is, what Shlomo Melech is saying is, there is a level of tshuva, what we would call in the modern terminology, a transformative level that can only be achieved in you, when you could be nechshav. Not pshat that I can only be tested. That I can only be transformed by tshuva. I can only see myself differently. Lu Yitzuyer. Lu Yitzuyer. Take it two steps deeper. Lu Yitzuyer, a person was nechshav when he was 25. And he was never tested, and now he's 75 and he's in the same situation. He doesn't know. Where the, and he's not nechshav. See, he doesn't know. I wasn't nechshav because I don't have the koyach anymore. I was nechshav because I have my head in a different place right now. I wasn't nechshav because the tshuva gave me the strength not to be nechshav. Doesn't know. It's very possible that it wasn't the tshuva that gave me the strength not to be nechshav. So then. As far as we know, we don't know that the tshuva transformed. Now, let's make ask another kasha. Speculate for a moment. Right? If you're the tree falls in the forest. Right? So, is tshuva transformative if you're not aware of it? Let's speculate for a moment. That it doesn't, if I've never been tested, then the tshuva, then I become a Baal tshuva. I did tshuva, no question. And the Rambam would say, in my zdoinois nasa kishkogos em shkogos kishkuyos, and we did it mitechava. And there's no question that tshuva was makarav me. The Rambam says that it was machnas litachas kanshvei that accomplished a lot of things for me. Not taking that away, but I'm wondering whether Kadosh Baruch Hu brought it about that this person never had this nisoyed again. So, is the moment of being tested, is that the transformative moment? Or is it the tshuva which is transformative? When did it become about tshuva gemura? Is it, what would the Rambam say? Is it like Benu Yoina? He became about tshuva gemura, and now we figure it out. As the Rambam is saying, no. He did tshuva stam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to determine whether he gets the next step. And then he's in the Ba'osa Masum Perek, and then the Yetzer Hara, Rashi says, is goading him on and saying, you're garnished. The only reason this hasn't happened before is because you weren't tested before. And now he says, no, I'm not a garnished. I'm about tshuva. So I'm wondering, when did he become this tshuva me'ula, this tshuva hamagdira? This, when did he become transformed? Would the Rambam say, like a Rina Yoina, he became transformed, but he found out now? Or is the Rambam saying that the point of the Gemara is no? Like Rashi would say, Lachar. Nope, go ahead.
Isn't it problematic that it says, Lo
asim
et bnei ha-tshuva? Meaning, he already did. Tshuva Gemura. Oh, yeah, I think it does make sense to say that. And tshuva Gemura is, like we said, only when you're actually in the same situation, and the tshuva is reaching the level, the tshuva Gemura is from doing it. Because how do you get the tshuva Gemura is only when you say a tshuva, you already did tshuva. So I don't think Rambam's saying,
what's clear in Rambam is a person was nechshon was 25. From 25 to 30, he was in the base of Medrash of Elilah. Right? Now 31, he's Ba'oisei Mokim, Ba'oisei Perek. And he is not Nichshal because he knows the Chaymer Yisr. He's not Nichshal because of because he understands. Or maybe he's not nishal because he knows how to make a darim. That's different than not being nishal because he did tshuva. That's what the Rambam is pointing out. He's not nishal because of tshuva. I don't want to undermine my tshuva before. I don't want to disappoint Hashem Baruch Hu a second time, but I'm not sure that's the nature. But I do know that if one is not initial because of what Rashi says, Yitzhak is Gabriel Olam, and he's saying no. I am not the person who's nishal. That is the nature. I'm not sure, but I think that could be what the Rambam is pointing out. Good. So I wanted to point that. Good. Good. That's a fascinating Rashi.
Why does everything the Gemara chooses the example of doing the aveira with a woman, like English by default, easiest one to pick, or is it just a reading? I think it's the strongest yetzer.
The famous line from Chadam. Chadam was the famous maskil. And at that time, the skilim they learned. So there is a Yerushalmi, I think it was a Tosfos quote, that kol ha'oichel chometz me'erev Pesach achar tisha sha'os ke'ilu bo al arusosei be'beis chamo. The person eats chometz, eats matzah. Erev Pesach, a few hours before the Seder, the Gemara says it's like a person has already murasa to a woman, and he can't wait to the finisu. So Charam writes, he says, "Ta'amti yeshneim ve'enim shavus." So I think that is the toughest yetzer. No,
wasn't that Minag Yehuda?
Oh, Charam. Okay, yeah. Yeah, but that was Davke.
Like, that was Minog Yehuda, was to keep all over, so. Hurts to be whatever it was, yeah.
You could
have
shaved
it?
The land. Yeah. There, so that's the. That's why that's chosen. Mara said, when Torah said after Antarim, in Pashvalayas, they were Baruchel and Mishpachoy Sov. the new restrictions they had in. And that's no, that's correct. That's the biggest Yetzirah. Yetzirah with the most Hanoah attached to. Okay.